Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Samantha. It's Heather. How are you doing today?
Hi, Heather. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you had saw my last email.
No, I did not, actually. I wasn't well yesterday, so I did not come to the office. What's happening? Did you see the contract?
I saw the contract, and I made comments about it.
Let me pull it up. Just give me a quick moment. Let me pull that up, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for being online, Heather. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see that you have listed out multiple concerns here, and you need all of these clarified. Okay. Let's do one thing. The person or the sales representative who sold this package to you, let me connect you with him directly so you can clarify all these concerns with him, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just stay on the line. Let me check if he's available right now. Let's sort this out once and for all.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for being online. Are you there, Heather?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the sales representative who spoke to you initially in regards to the package, he's not available at the moment, but I can schedule your call with him. However, let's go through the questions one by one, and let me see if I can help you out with that, okay? So, your
okay.
First
Hold
is,
on. Hold on just a second. I want these things explained to me in writing. I want this a part of the contract, so that way there is no questions as to what I'm getting.
Right. I am looking at the contract, and I'm looking at your questions. Whatever is there, I will explain to you over the phone, and then I will send it to you again in writing as well, okay? So I just want to make sure that we are on the same page. So let's look at the first comment that you made, publishing process. In what format and typeset will the manuscript be in? If you look at point 5 in the contract, it states clearly that the formatting will be in Kindle, hardback, and paperback. So what exactly are you asking here? Heather?
Well, there's also a PDF also, right?
Okay. No. See, Kindle, hardcover, and paperback, these are the formats. PDF is just a file type. Your file can be in a Word format or a PDF format. That doesn't matter. Once it's uploaded, it's either going to be uploaded on Kindle or hardback or paperback. There is no fourth option. PDF is not an option. People will not come to you and say that, you know what, we want to buy your book in a PDF format. So that's not an option. You understand what I'm saying? It's just a back-end file that
yes.
will be uploaded in these three formats. So the question that you have placed here in regards to the formats, that is already listed in point 5. That
okay.
makes sense?
About what type set is it supposed to be in?
I'm sorry?
What type set will it be in?
What do you mean by that? What typeset? See, every format, for example, if it's a Kindle version, that will be an ebook, all right? That's a soft copy. So that's going to be formatted according to the publishing standards, that there's a certain criteria, so your book will be formatted according to that. And if it's a printed version, then of course it's going to be formatted according to a print version. Like we'll be working on the bleeds and the margins and, of course, the paper quality, et cetera, et cetera. So every version or every format has certain criteria or certain requirements as per the publishing standards. And that's what we will be formatting your book accordingly to those particular pointers. So I still don't understand your question in regards to what particular typesetting. What do you mean by that?
It says, stated in the contract,
mm-hmm.
that it will be formatted and typeset. That's what it says. And I had no idea what the typeset is going to be. It's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay. Typesetting, what exactly do you understand by typesetting? And according to your knowledge, what do you think are the types or categories of typesetting? Can you answer that?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Typesetting is the way that the text is composed, okay, in a file or in a compilation. So if when we talk about typesetting, in other words, we are talking about how exactly the content is organized. And there are no particular names or categories in which I can define to you what exactly it means. I mean, what type it's going to be in. Of course, it depends completely on your manuscript. So once the team sits down and starts working on your manuscript, they're going to figure out exactly what looks presentable and what is acceptable by the publishing platforms. And that's the way your book will be typesetted or formatted in.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned in one of your questions, the next one I'm looking at, please tell us what the account manager does. Okay. The account manager ensures timely deliveries and makes sure that your entire package is delivered to you on time with quality, all right? So the quality not being compromised. The account manager is also responsible for any communication that takes place in the duration of this complete project. So that's basically the job role of an account manager, to manage your project. Does that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there any more marketing strategies besides promoting on a homepage for 6 months? Okay, let's look into that. Okay, that's basically the only point that is included in your package, and there is no other marketing strategy, but we have different marketing packages. So later down the line, once we have completed this package, if you decide that you need extensive marketing for your book, a proper strategic approach, then we can discuss that and move forward with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. When listing the ebook platforms, I'm reading the next question that you've provided. When listing the ebook
yes,
platforms where the ebook will be sold, only 6 are listed. What are the remaining 2 platforms? Okay, where are we? Where is this point in the contract?
On the very first page, our book publishing package includes.
Okay. Publishing on the top 8 best-selling book platforms, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Apple Books, and Google Books. Okay, so let me go back to your question. When listing the ebook platforms where the ebook will be sold, only 6 are listed. What are the remaining 2 platforms? Okay, this is an important question. I do not see any other platform mentioned here apart from these, so I guess I'll have to talk to the sales representative and get back to you on that. So this is the first one that we need to look into. On what platform will the hard copy be sold on? On what platforms will the book be featured on for 6 months? Okay, so let's look at this. Your hard copy will be sold on Amazon and, okay, Barnes & Noble, you're going to have a choice, okay? You can either go with a paperback or a hardcover. Amazon, we can do all 3, ebook, paperback, and hardcover. So you have an option in between these 2. You can either choose to go with 2 formats or 3 formats on Amazon, for example, ebook, paperback, and then have ebook and hardcover on Barnes & Noble. Comparatively, you can also do this. You can have all 3 formats available on Amazon, and then you can select which print format you want on Barnes & Noble. It'll either be hardcover or paperback, okay? So you
okay.
get to select either one of those.
Okay.
Okay. I had a lawyer look at the document last night, and there are some holes that they want to point out. If the total amount is $499 and you have already received $250, then the remainder is $249, not another $250. Okay, that's just $1, but I understand. All right, we want to know the exact pricing on the finished product. How much will the book be sold for on the ebook formats? Okay, the pricing is something that you set for your book, okay? Once the book is completed, we'll be asking you, or once we end the publishing phase, we'll be asking you in regards to what exactly is the pricing that you want to set. So let me give you an example. For example, if you want to earn 70% royalties, roughly on an ebook format, then you should set your price somewhere under $10, maybe $9, $8, whatever suits you. And you can always change your pricing. Similarly, if you want to earn 60 to 65% royalties on the print format, that is the paperback that I'm talking about, then you got to set your pricing in between $10 to $15. It can be $11.99, $12.99, $13, whatever suits you, okay? Again, you can change the pricing at any point of time after publication. You with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How much will the hard and soft copies be sold for? Okay, I already told you how much.
You just answered that.
Yep. So we'll get to that. And you have all the time to decide what exactly you want to set the pricing for each one of those formats. All right, let's look at the next question. How many copies will be printed? Will the author receive any copies for free or a discounted price? Will there be a reprint charge? Okay, let's look at that. So I'm going back to your package. Okay, Heather, there are no print-on-demand copies, number of copies included in the package that you have bought, okay? So if you need copies of the print version, there are 2 ways you can do that. Number one, either you can place the order directly once we publish your book, maybe on Amazon or through Barnes & Noble. That way you can get a copy of your book. Amazon actually provides the author copy as well. So maybe you can try it there. Otherwise, if you decide to place the order for the printed books with us, it will be an additional cost, but we can certainly do that. But I would personally recommend you to go through any one of these platforms where your book will be available. Okay, that way you'll be able to check the formatting and how it looks in print as well. Preferably Amazon. You can go with Amazon once the book is published. Okay?
Okay.
Last question, will there be a reprint charge? What do you mean by reprint?
If the, let's just say, Barnes & Noble, for some freak reason, runs out of copies, do we have to do, is there a cost for a reprint of the entire collection of the book.
No. Let me explain how that goes. You're paying us 0.5 again. When we look at your package, you know, when we're talking about publishing your book, there's a one-time fee that you're paying in order to publish your book. What does that mean? Availability of your book in a hardcover or paperback format online. That means for a lifetime, your book will be there until and unless you decide to take it down. Okay? Now, what exactly does that mean? It means that either one of these platforms, for example, let's just take Amazon, okay? For example, we are publishing your book as a paperback version on Amazon. What happens is that when customers approach Amazon to buy your book, they take care of the printing and shipment. Now, I just told you the percentage or the percentage ratio that they will keep. I told you that you will be getting roughly 70% on ebook and 60 to 65% mm-hmm. on the print version. Now, why 60 to 65%? Because the cost for shipping and printing is excluded within that amount, okay, within that pricing. So, for example, if someone is paying you $12, $13, that's the costing for your paperback, let's just say. Okay, I'm just giving you a vague example so you understand how that works. So, out of that $13, you might get $10 or $9 in your pocket, in your account, on each copy. The rest of the amount, the $3, $4 that we are leaving out, Amazon will keep that to print that copy and, of course, mail it to that individual customer. You understand how it works now? So you won't have to pay any reprint charges.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Lastly, I have read the above document. However, it does not state when the remaining $250 needs to be paid by. Please make this clear for me. Okay, see, the reason why you do not see any set date over there, it's because we made this according to your flexibility and convenience. If you want a fixed date to be there, that can be done. The only reason why the date is left out, it's because you can pay that amount any time you like, I mean, in the duration of the process. Maybe a month later, if you have the amount, you can clear that out. That completely depends on you. That's the reason why we kept that uncapped. But if you want that to have a set date, we can do that. No problem at all. Okay?
Okay, but I have a question. So does the remainder $249 mm-hmm. need to be paid before you guys release the publication, or can it come out of the royalties afterward?
No, we do not work with royalties. We only take service fees, okay? So most likely, you'll have to pay this the remaining amount maybe when we enter the publication phase, because we'll have to pay for the publishing charges, right? So most likely you'll be asked to pay this amount in the publication phase. And if you still do not have the amount, or if you still feel shaken up about paying the remaining amount before the book is out, then maybe we can publish your book on Amazon, let's say, put it live, show you the screenshots, give you the links, so you're satisfied that we'll be publishing your book on the remaining platforms as well. And then maybe you can clear out the remaining payment, and then we can move on to the remaining platforms.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I see that you've also written up a detailed message for me. Let me read that really quickly and see if there's anything that I need to explain to you. Okay. You are talking about the final payment. We already discussed that. And, okay. New Year's sale, $250. And that was regarding the package. All right. Okay. I cleared this up with you, didn't I? I believe I told
you
that.
Yes, ma'am, you did.
Yes. So
yes, ma'am.
That's all. The reason why I call it the basic package, it's because it doesn't have all the extensive services in regards to marketing or anything else. Now, let me give you an example of an elite or premium package, okay? A premium package would have the basic formatting, proofreading, editing, publishing, most likely on 51 platforms. Right now, we are looking at eight platforms in your contract, right? So the elite package or premium package goes up to 51 online platforms and 400 other retailers, bookstores, and media outlets. So now comparatively, if you see that, do you understand why I call your package the basic one? It's not that I'm degrading the quality of it. It's that the elite or premium packages have much more extensive services than what you got, okay? So this is the first difference that I'm highlighting to you, the publishing platforms, the number of publishing platforms, okay, that can go up to 400 plus, all right? And you're working with eight platforms. That's one of the reasons why I call this the basic package. It's not to degrade it. It's just what it's called. Okay, number two, let's look at the marketing services. Your package includes the basic promotion for 6 months on the homepage, all right? It could be possibly Amazon or Barnes & Noble, either one of these two platforms. Now, on the other hand, comparatively, if you look at the elite or premium packages, they have marketing for 3 to 6 months, but that includes press releases being published, articles being launched, authors' websites being set up, and where people can buy the book directly from you. And, of course, there are multiple other things related to that. Social media pages, of course. Setting up your own personal social media pages, for example, on Amazon, on Facebook, Instagram, and many other social media online platforms like Pinterest, Quora, etc. So we go for shout-outs over there as well. And then a paid campaign is ran in order to promote the book on these individual platforms that I've just mentioned to you. Now, if you compare the two services, you would understand that why that is called a premium package and why this is the basic package, because it just includes one service of promoting the book via one platform. That's the reason why. And the other one has multiple platforms and a paid campaign to top it all. Secondly, premium packages include ebook trailers, like visualization, video trailers, just like how, you know, movie trailers exist. You see the teaser and you understand what the movie is about and when exactly it's going to be out. That's how, similar to that, there's a thing called an ebook trailer. Now, a premium package includes a Times Square launch of the book. That means that the video of your trailer for the book will be released or launched on Times Square. Now, if you compare that with your package, you understand that your package does not have a trailer or anything related to something going that big on Times Square, right? So that's the reason why, again, that's the difference. It doesn't mean that the quality is being compromised. The elite or premium packages just have much more services as compared to the one that you selected. Okay?
I understand.
All right. Now, furthermore, I will check with Rob and see when he's available today. As soon as he's available, I'm going to drop you a message, and then you can discuss all this further with him. Furthermore, you said that you wanted all this in writing and you wanted the contract amended. So I'm going to go ahead and do that and send that back to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.